Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. I am delighted to introduce our guest, Kumari Mullen. She is the founder of Divine Human Institute, where she empowers you to unwrap your intuitive, manifesting, and healing gifts. Kumari has facilitated profound transformations for thousands of individuals through courses in energy healing, intuitive and spiritual development, and manifesting. She is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, intuitive coach, Reiki master, and best-selling author. Kumari transitioned into her energy medicine expertise from being a civil rights attorney after her father's sudden death. Let's hear the story from Kumari herself. Hello, Kumari.
Hey, Lana. Thank you so much for inviting me. It still kind of blows me away when I hear that biography read, because I can still really remember the early days
of being a lawyer.
of being a lawyer and being a really impoverished lawyer. I was working at Legal Aid. So people hear lawyer and think, you know, oh, at one time she was prosperous, but I chose the path that was definitely poverty line. So it floors me that I'm sharing and teaching abundance work and manifesting work because of my personal journey. And maybe this is the blessing in disguise, but my personal journey was money and abundance seemed so far from me for so many decades that I think I became a great student because out of desperation.
Oh, goodness.
I was after a very short time doing beautiful work at Legal Aid. I loved my clients. I love my work. But I, after my father's death, as I mentioned, I felt this very deep-seated need or desire to ease suffering. I mean, it just was so hard to watch him die very quickly. And I felt hopeless or helpless, you know? And I think that spurred the rest of the journey, which was meeting a spiritual teacher, right after that meeting a Reiki master. I knew nothing about this world and all the Eastern tradition practices of chanting and meditation and Sanskrit. And I mean, it just kind of blew my circuitry at the time. And Reiki, I had no concept of it. I had never had it. And all of a sudden I find myself in a course going, what am I doing here? You know, I was the total skeptic. And in Reiki class, I always say I was a dud in my level one class. Nothing was happening. Everybody else was having some experience of tingling. And I was like, nothing's happening. But a knowing opened up in me at the very end of the class. And interestingly, I also got a calling. I got one of those messages, you know, spiritual messages that this was my path. And I thought, wow, I barely graduated law school. And I'm just getting my career going. I have a mountain of debt, you know, and I'm supposed to be a healer that I didn't even believe in 2 days ago. So, and I'm a dud on top of it all. So it was kind of a big, but I didn't think this was the key. I didn't think you could ignore those kind of messages. You know, I took it very much to heart and I walked away from Legal Aid. Everyone was in shock because I was in love with my job and I thought I was where I needed to be. And I was homeless, couch surfing. I think I moved 10 times in 1 year. You know, it wasn't like I had all these clients to move to. I was just like, okay, I'm supposed to be a healer. I guess I've got to go out this door and hopefully another door will appear. But it was a really long struggle, one I don't recommend my clients, but I do recommend the leap of faith and the leap from the heart. So that did work out eventually, but boy, was I in the the poverty pits for a really long time.
Thank you so much. You've shared so much information already. Let's dive into some of the sections of this. So you started out as a legal aid attorney. And for some of our listeners, they may not understand exactly what that is, but that's you're the person, you're the lawyer that when people don't have the money and they
Yes.
need support, they go to you. And so you're already a conscious leader. And like you said, you weren't in it clearly for the money. However, I'm going to guess that paying your college debt is just the same as anybody else's college debt if they went to law school. Is that true?
Law school was 10 times my college debt, so I had both.
Okay. Yeah, so you made a huge investment, but it also sounds like you were a again, you were a conscious student. You wanted to save the world. You wanted to
I
help
was
the
definitely a
underdog.
save the world girl. I was not a corporate gal, and I did know that from the start that I did have a change the world kind of attitude and help the people who, the more desperate people who don't have access. And that really inspired me. And I was very passionate about my clients for sure.
Well,
So
thank
that
you.
part didn't change.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Not every person who makes that huge investment, time, energy, and money to become a lawyer will step into the role of being the kind, conscious lawyer to help everyone. Now, there are a lot of lawyers out there, and I've nothing against lawyers. Everything is wonderful. But in my view, Kumari, and having met you and know you, it's not a big surprise that you've gone from being that kind of service provider, really, to a healer. But what I really would love to hear more is that you had a calling. You went into this world thinking, what is this? Why am I here? And all of a sudden, you were awakened. And I too have had a calling to be a healer, and I'm like, what? Come on, and yet I am, and I stepped into it along, it's part of my whole path of being a coach is that I heal and help to remove obstacles energetically. So share with the audience, if you don't mind, what that awakening or calling or knowing, as you use that term, what was that like for you?
Well, it was sort of multi-layer. The first awakening was with having a spiritual teacher, and it was a classic Eastern Kundalini type of, explosive, orgasmic, joyful energy, blissful states of consciousness, just totally blowing my brain, and my world. So it's funny you say it's not surprising, but I can tell you my family, the legal aid attorneys who were mentoring me, everyone in my life thought it was really out there. So, because this was also 35 years ago, this is not, a few years ago. So it was very, very unusual. But the one of the earliest experiences I had, interestingly, I was drawn to an abundance workshop, a retreat that my spiritual teacher hosted, and they shared that everybody is searching for things, and they asked the whole class, what do you want? What is your abundance vision for you? And people were saying all the usual, I want a nicer house in a better neighborhood. I want to find a beautiful partner. I want a much fancier car, and underneath it all, he just kept taking people deeper and deeper and deeper. And he said, "And why do you want that? And why do you want that? And why do you want that?" And the answer ultimately was, "Because I think that's what's going to make me happy." And he said, "Why not shoot straight for happy?" And that flipped my universe on its head. But it also, that retreat, nothing was happening during the meditations, during the exercises. I again felt like a dud. And I drove home, and on my way to see a client on the DC Beltway, I had this exquisite experience that lasted about 40 minutes on the belt while I'm driving, of seeing energy, light, and feeling waves of love behind everything I looked at. If I looked at a tree and the leaves, they were all shimmering with this wave-like form of energy. And it was like I saw through the veil of what we think is all solid. And I saw the quantum field, the energetic template that wasn't just light and energy and wave forms. It was also filled with reverence and awe and wonder and so much love. It felt like every leaf was bowing to me and I was bowing back to it. It was just very hard to describe in words, but it lasted and lasted until I had the moment of, oh my gosh, I'm driving 85 miles an hour on the DC Beltway. Maybe that's not so safe. I came out of that beautiful trance space and plumped back down to normal reality. So I was like, I tell everybody, don't stop it, pull over. Let it keep going. It was magical. But I started understanding that there was so much more to this experience and this life and this universe and this possibility than I imagined. But I was so far from abundance. It's funny, I didn't even remember that till you asked. That was where my awakening happened, in that abundance workshop, which I hadn't even heard anybody teaching about these things back then. So,
Okay. So just to clarify, you went to the workshop and nothing really happened until you left the workshop and you're driving home on the Washington, D.C. Beltway. And suddenly the transcendental moment hits you and the whole world comes alive with love. And you literally entered into this transcendental state. And I would like to add that I've had similar experiences where I'm in a place of feeling safe. And for me, it's happens in the kitchen. I feel very domestic. I love domestic life. And all of a sudden, I'm doing the laundry, and all of a sudden I feel that transcendence. So you are in a safe place. You're in your car, you're on a highway that you're used to versus in a new space with strangers telling you weird things. So that's kind of interesting, especially for those who are listening and interested in meditation, energy work, consciousness, and how does your mind shift? And for me, and I think for many people, it's really allowing yourself to be exposed to the information and then contemplating it in your own safe, sacred space. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Interesting.
And I'm also going to back up. So you are not just any lawyer anywhere. You are a lawyer in DC, in the country's capital. Yeah, I'm sure they're all looking at you thinking, uh-oh, we've lost her.
Yeah, I'm definitely a rare breed. It's interesting you say a safe space, because I don't remember feeling very safe on the DC Beltway very often. But my read on that, and I love your read as well, it's enlightening me. But I also was feeling like, we set the buffet, we show up, we do the practices, we meditate, we find mentors, who can uplift us. But we shouldn't get tied to the timeline of the delivery of the experience. It comes in divine timing, as they say. And so many people, I think, give up before they break through and have that crack in their consciousness.
Yeah, so don't give up. And that's really wonderful. You know, the concept of abundance, and I can't wait to dive more deeply into your offerings and stories. But I had a memory of saying, this was years ago, I wanted a baseball cap, and I was in a place. I, Alana, have been very wealthy and very poor. And I have gone to both extremes numerous times. I'm doing my best to stay in the middle, stay in a sweet spot where I'm never too impoverished or, well, we have yet to see the up. But there was a one occasion where all I wanted was a baseball hat. I'd seen someone and she looked so cool in it. And it was a baseball cap and it was feminine. I thought, well, how come I don't have any? And it was not in my budget to give myself that $7, $14, $20 hat. And within a matter of 1 month, maybe, all of a sudden I had seven. And I remember looking, thinking, wow, that was easy. If I can manifest baseball caps, what else can I manifest? And for me, I think it's always stepping back and recognizing what you've created, because we can get really into the fast track of life and not even notice all of the things that you've already created. So
it's so important. The mini manifestations, what we almost don't even notice as manifestations, you're right, they're really important and they all need to be celebrated. It reminds me of a time when I was driving to my very first job as a Reiki practitioner. I found a job with a psychiatrist who was willing to throw some of her clients my way, which was amazing. So I'm driving to the office, and it was the end of summer, and I thought, nobody has gifted me beautiful homegrown tomatoes this year. You know, it was just like this random thought, like I'm missing how people used to give them to me because I had moved so many times, I wasn't growing anything. And don't you know, I'm just sort of taking a moment to remember the flavor. It's so different than store-bought. And I'm getting into the whole, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if somebody would find me with these homegrown tomatoes? Do you know, I walked in the office, never happened before or since, but that very day, in, you know, less than an hour, I walk in and there's on my massage table, my Reiki table, there's a bag of 35 homegrown tomatoes. They had such an abundance in the psychiatrist's family. They brought them in to share. I mean, it was just the timing, the potency of it was not lost on me. But often we forget those smaller things because we keep thinking, but I haven't created this in my life and I haven't created that in my life. And we miss all the moments where we are co-creating our future and our prosperity and abundance. So that's an important lesson as well. You know, I was thinking of some of the grander things. And I just want to say again, you know, coming from really being in debt, over $100,000 in debt for 30 years, for a very long time. And I got divorced twice. You know, if people think they see us now at a certain place as a teacher or a mentor or a healer, and they lose sight of where we've been because they're looking at their own lives going, well, I'm not there. And it's just so interesting to me to be teaching this because I really felt inept about creating money. So one of my favorite big ones was, I was just reminded watching the videos that I'm going to share with everybody for free. It was a story about, I guess, 5 years ago, someone sort of challenged me to create a very high-end program of everything I've ever taught for $25,000. And this was a fellow coach. And I had never asked for anything that high. So I actually went back, put the price tag on all my offerings. Like if they had a year of everything I've ever taught, it came out to $25,000. And within a week, I asked, I have three spots for this very intensive, very private program. And two people signed up. Now, what's even more interesting, in 2 weeks of me having that goal.
So wait, two individuals, you set your intention, you developed, you decided you're putting all of this already created material into one product, a high price tag of $25,000, and set that intention out into the world to manifest. And in 2 weeks, you got two people to sign up.
I did. It was my coach, her mouth was on the floor because her belief was only if you teach money, how to make more money, can you charge those higher coaching rates. The caveat, it gets better. Before that, before I created that avenue, I was actually dreaming and praying for somebody to donate $25,000. I just had that number in my head. I was full tilt boogie for 2 years, launching, teaching. I was just burning out on all my, and I felt a spiritual call for a retreat, for a slowing down, but I had no way to do that without an influx of a chunk of change. And so I said, what I really would love before all that program was created, what I would really love is a donation of $25,000 so I could just breathe for a couple months and do my spiritual work, because I felt like I'm supposed to go to the next level, but I have no time to do it, to really integrate what was happening. And it turned out to be the most profound experience, because one of the people who stepped into the program within a week turned around and said, "I'm gifting you this. I can't do the program. I tried to return the money, wouldn't take it back." And he said, "No, it's a gift." And I was able to take the next 2 months off, knowing that I had the one person still. And it was the most profound next level spiritual initiation, if you will, of my life. And I was able to take that time and actually receive the blessings that were coming through on that level too. So it was just, it was kind of, still is actually mind blowing when I think about it.
What an amazing, I mean, truly a miraculous story, a miraculous story. And I love it. I love it. And it's an inspiration to me, and may it be an inspiration to all of the listeners and viewers. This is Kumari Mullen, and she's experienced it. I'd also like to touch base just briefly on, no, you know what? I think it would be wonderful if you could share one of the exercises. How can we do this? How can everyone manifest $25,000 in the next two weeks, or $50,000, or $5,000, or whatever that dollar amount is, that makes sense. Let's hear it.
So, you know, it's clearly not just about money. It's really tuning in to what you feel like you truly need in the moment and what you value in the moment. So that has been one of my learnings. You know, if I just go after the money, I can't always resonate with it. But if I go after the reason I need that influx of money, which for me was to retreat, to take some time to really, my high value is my spiritual journey. So that was for me really impactful. So that would be one thing. But when I thought of coming onto this interview with you, Ilana, the words energy plus alignment equals abundance just appeared. And I thought, that's what I want to share.
It's energy plus abundance. Alignment equals abundance. Okay, energy plus alignment.
And the exercise around that. So first I have to describe what that means. So energy is the composite. Well, everything is energy in our universe. And that's that first experience. What I was seeing was 99.999% of all matter, all creation, is energy in the form of light waves. So I was actually witnessing the true nature of reality, which I couldn't say that back then. I just was in awe and wonder and feeling amazingly blissed out. But that's what I now know, because quantum science has caught up with the mystical experiences, right? So there's a quantum field, a unified field. What I like to think of, it's the fabric of all creation. And it's a loving intelligence, and it has a wave form of energy plus information. And so everything exists in this unified field. So we have to raise our energy, and that means our thoughts, our feelings, our consciousness equals our overall vibration. So when we're feeling low, depressed, sad, angry, hurt, we would be low energy, low vibration. And when we're in the elevated emotions, joy, peace, love, happiness, we're in higher vibration. So that's the background. So energy plus alignment. So we have to come into our alignment at a higher level of energy long enough to attract and magnetize that abundance, right?
Yes.
We become a magnet. So if we just think something and it feels out there and separate and not attainable, we're not in that energy and alignment of being the magnet to bring it toward us. So that's the practice I want to share. How one way we can do that. There's more than one way, of course, to do anything. But one way that I taught in my Divine Human course, which was really powerful for me, was to imagine that space in the quantum, in the unified field, in all the realm of all possibilities, right? Before creation, there is all the possibilities. before matter is created. And so we want to move up and out into that expansiveness. And I'm going to label it the field of abundance, where abundance is already existing. We might not feel it in our lives, but there's a space and place where it exists as a, I mean, we see it all the time in nature. You know, you try to kill some weeds in Florida, you will really understand abundance. You pull them out, they pop right back. So we live in an abundant universe, but most of us aren't in alignment with that. And our energy isn't high enough to reach that alignment. So I'd like to imagine, I like to make it like a big cloud that has everything we've ever wanted, because abundance isn't just money or a big fat paycheck. It is everything: well-being, health, vitality, harmony, loving relationships, loving our life, you know, feeling like our life is blessed, all of those things. So that's one thing, is we have to expand the definition of abundance so that we can recognize it when we have it and start raising and elevating our emotions around the gratitude, like you had mentioned earlier, the blessings. All right, so that's the summary. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. We only have a few minutes. So, okay, let's do it. Here we go.
It helps if you can picture, close your eyes and picture your own grounding to the earth first. Just settle into your being and imagine yourself rooted in the earth, grounded, stable, feeling safe, as you mentioned. And then above your head in the spiritual realm or the unified field realm, you're calling in to connect to the field of abundance, what already exists as a possibility. You can imagine it like a beautiful, gorgeous cloud that has a million streams of sunlight, raindrops, however you want to imagine it, raining down on you. And you align to this first by calling it to you. I align to the field of abundance with every part of my being now. And breathe. And begin to receive. And ask to step up into the vibration of havingness, full receivership. Gratitude, if you will, for what's already here in your life. Just expand that energy so you can match the frequency of abundance. Gratitude is the grease for attracting abundance. And the second vibration I find that aligns us is happy. Go straight for happy. I'm feeling so happy right now. Just allow that happiness to spring out from the heart space. A little smile on the lips triggers the brain. Even if you're not feeling terribly happy, you're stepping into the frequency and vibration of happy. All parts of me are connecting to the frequency and vibration of happy. And in this way, you're meeting the field of abundance by elevating your emotions. Now just allow your mind to expand out into space with this possibility of abundance in every shape and form exists. Begin to call it to you now. Abundance in your relationships, great love, harmony, joy, prosperity. Feeling blessed and in love with your life. Just hold that focus for longer and longer periods of time for yourself throughout your days. You'll be amazed at what comes to you. Come back into ordinary awareness, just notice any shifts that take place. It might just feel calmer, more peaceful, a little lighter. It's all part of it. Namaste.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you so much, Kumari. How can everyone reach you?
My email, easiest way, is kumari@kumarihealing.com. That's Kumari at kumarihealing.com.
Wonderful. And so this is your website, and your gift is about manifesting. And everyone, you can access Kumari's information in the notes, in the details. So what a blessing. We all have the ability to go out and manifest our dreams. There's so much more about Kumari that I'd love to share, maybe on another summit or another podcast. And until then, namaste.
Namaste, Alana. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.